Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Putumayo World Music Hour, a journey around the globe through the music of many cultures. In San Francisco, I'm Rosalie Howarth, and along with my co-host in New York, Dan Storper, we're headed north today, far away from the tropical climes we often explore on the show.
Well, we go wherever we think interesting music is being created. And musicians in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and Finland are developing fascinating fusions of traditional folk music that evoke the rural Nordic landscapes, combined with modern rock and electronica influences. There's also a growing world music scene there, perhaps because of the Scandinavian desire to seek the sun.
And there's a very strong Celtic influence in a lot of Nordic music, thanks to the journeys of the Vikings. You can hear it in Villeman og Manhild by Norway's Rita Eriksson. It's on the album Tideland, which was recorded in Scotland by Irish and Norwegian musicians.
Quia omnia libera.
very different sounding songs from Scandinavia. That was the Swedish folk revival group Garmarna. They use a lot of electronic instrumentation in O Frondens Virga, or O Growing Branch.
It's from a concept album about the medieval visionary, composer, healer, and writer Hildegard von Bingen. I saw them performing in a club in Stockholm about 5 years ago, and I was surprised at how many young people were there dancing and grooving to this almost heavy metal meets folk music.
They sound really versatile then.
Yeah, they certainly are. Now here's a band you might never guess is Scandinavian. They're called the Bobby Hughes Combination, and it's the brainchild of DJ Espen Horn, who does very hip-sounding lounge music from Norway.
You can even hear a sitar in the Vegetarian remix of Goy. One of Finland's most successful bands, that was Vartina, with an acoustic guitar piece called Emoton from their Vima album.
Vartina is unusual in that the band is entirely fronted by the three women singers, though there are nine members in all. I really enjoyed hearing their unusual vocal harmonies on their first tour of America in the mid-1990s.
We'll be back to explore more music from the land of the Northern Sun, including a fascinating Swedish-Haitian hybrid, when the Putumayo World Music Hour returns.
It's the best of the Putumayo World Music Hour.
NewOrleansOnline.com, the official tourism website for the city of New Orleans. NewOrleansOnline.com features comprehensive information on New Orleans music, culture, and cuisine. Travel accommodations and a tourist guide are also available.
Welcome back to this Far North edition of the Putumayo World Music Hour, as we visit Scandinavia today, but with a touch of the Caribbean in this one, Dan.
Yes, the Swedish band Simbi performs a really multicultural mix of Caribbean styles, like zouk and soca, sung in Haitian Creole. They're known to Haitian fans as the Blue-Eyed Haitians.
Ibo Grand Moon is on their album Kalalu.
Ibo Grand Moon.
Show me who you are.
that you need me no more. And you might say that we've been here before. You might say we got no place to go. I say, please.
Norwegian vocalist Sidsel Endresen singing in English on You Might Think from the Torch album by Norwegian jazz keyboardist Bugge Wesseltoft. He's also the head of the Jazzland record label, which is one of the most innovative labels in Europe.
And you could hear the jazz influence on that hypnotic ambient track, moved along by some very tasty percussion. Now, Finland is not a country where you might expect to hear salsa music.
But this next band, El Septeto, specializes in Cuban son with a very authentic-sounding horn section.
Runidera is from Somos El Septeto, from Putumayo's Salsa Around the World collection.
Thank you.
Somewhat surprising Swedish music on the Putumayo World Music Hour. That was Sanna Kalman and John Hoganast doing a song called Wangol. They're another Scandinavian band that performs the music of Haiti.
Scandinavians tend to travel and are very interested in other cultures, and their governments also tend to support cross-cultural art and music. So there's a really vibrant international music scene in most of the main cities.
Next set, we'll hear music from the Sami people of Finland, and a travel minute in the otherworldly nation of Iceland when the Putumayo World Music Hour continues.
It's the best of the Putumayo World Music Hour.
NewOrleansOnline.com, the official tourism website for the city of New Orleans. NewOrleansOnline.com features comprehensive information on New Orleans music, culture, and cuisine. Travel accommodations and a tourist guide are also available.
Welcome back to Northern Lights, the music of Scandinavia. I'm Rosalie Howarth, here with Dan Storper.
And next we have Jalarhorn, a Swedish group based in Finland who sings this next song in Icelandic. Definitely Scandinavian.
Yes. Plöttur örfitt græk illa þangin spári Skóga loksins undir eik eina setja snáði Stúri bökku stofnin haf stóföld nokkur dýður Líma vöndu nærlinn að leifin hengir nýður Hörgu trolli rauða gerim þusanir Fúnir vergar ávað draugar með dísir varfur nógunir Skóga trolli og minna vel bakti sköllin Mestu ströma fóttur stömmar hann steiktu stöllin Vestu Skáði skúka loksin stöndur er eina setja snáði Stúti vöggu stofnin hafst ofað nokkur fyrir Líma höldu landin all leifin hengir nýður Höggu tróttin reyða gerum þessan í frúni Þvergar á að draugar með dísir verður núni Skúka þóttum mynda völd þátti stöllin mestu Ströma föllum störma það stefti stöllin bestu
Thank you.
Marie Boine from Norway with Aldagasat, sung in the traditional style of the Sami people, which is called joik.
The Sami people, who prefer not to be referred to as Laps or Laplanders, live near or above the Arctic Circle. They follow their herds of reindeer throughout the seasons, and their traditional style of singing is a wordless chanting or yodeling called joik.
Let's take a travel minute in a country that a lot of people may not realize is actually part of Scandinavia, Iceland.
Iceland is one of the most otherworldly places on the planet, yet it's home to a very cosmopolitan population centered around its capital, Reykjavik. It's right in the middle of the Mid-Atlantic Rift, so it's a hotbed of geological activity, with active volcanoes, geysers, and glaciers. When you first land at the airport in Keflavik, you feel like you're on the moon because the barren fields of black volcanic rock. In fact, the American astronauts trained there before visiting the moon. Reykjavik is heated by geothermal springs, and there are year-round naturally heated outdoor swimming pools. In the winter, you can watch the northern lights while sitting in a steaming hot spring. In the summer, you can experience the midnight sun, visit incredible waterfalls, walk the rims of bubbling volcanoes, see a village half buried in lava, and watch an eruption of geyser, for which all geysers are named. You can also ski downhill with almost no fear of hitting any trees, because there are hardly any in Iceland.
Or, if your idea of recreation runs more to human interaction, Reykjavik is home to a thriving music scene and some of the largest nightclubs in Europe. Icelanders love to party, but you want to be careful with the brennivín, the national alcoholic beverage, unless you want to end up stumbling through the lava fields in the middle of the night.
Oh,
Kjeran, or Enchantment by Vima, with Joik from Finland, which in that song almost evokes the sound of Native American music, and a very different sound from that of Simbi, the Swedish Afro-Caribbean band here doing D-Yo. Swedish band Simbi with D-Yo, that time from their album Kalalu.
And we'll wind up our journey to the far north with another song by Finland's Vartina.
Lammen rannoille. Tuulet lapselleni laulavat, kettosessa keinuttelevat. Lintuani liekuttelevat uneen. Tuota toivoi tuitellessaan, lasta pientä liekutellessaan. Suojaksensa kuun tuon kultaisen nousevan.
Kuulen koivikon kohisevan ja tunnen tuulen nousevan, tuulen nousevan. Monta sadetta on sama. Sensa.
Vartana with Milja from a concept album about the sun goddess of ancient myth. They epitomize that ethereal sound that we often identify with Scandinavian music.
There are some instruments that are unique to Scandinavia that help create that sound. The Norwegian violin called the Hardingfela, which has a second set of strings running under the fingerboard, and the Finnish kantele, a harp with an icy crystalline sound. But today's Scandinavian musicians are just as much at home in the recording studio with digital effects and synthesizers.
In San Francisco, I'm Rosalie Howard, and along with my co-host Dan Storper in New York, we'd like to thank our producers, Shane Sharkey, Jacob Edgar, and Claire Frisbee, and our radio relations manager, Angela Huffstutler, and most especially you for joining us on today's journey. To find out more about the music you've heard today, go to putumayo.com. That's spelled PUTUMAYO.com. We hope to meet up with you in the next port for the Putumayo World Music Hour. Till then, travel safe.
And so long.
Get on your